You're listening to Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM in Vancouver. Well, yeah, let's just keep cranking those tunes. Why not? We'll dance into the interview. It's actually kind of apropos. I'm here with Andrew Resmer, and we're on Co-op Radio in Vancouver. So our next guest, Fran Carlos Leon, is also focused on health and feeling sexy. Go figure. We'll be talking about how to use motion to create positive emotions and become better, stronger, and sexier. Fran Carlos Leon is originally from Caracas, Venezuela. He went through a military training that taught him about pushing through physical and mental limits. Then he became a professional chef and traveled the world cooking in some of the best restaurants in Europe. In Spain, he worked for a 3-star Michelin restaurant, and after 10 years, decided to get back to his roots, follow his passion for fitness, sports, and physical activity. So he became certified as a group fitness instructor, began teaching at Vancouver's YMCA, and his fitness boot camp classes swelled with enthusiastic participants, far more than a workout. He'd fill the room and people would have an experience. As he evolved his career becoming a fitness coach, he began to help people on multiple levels create health. And the program that he offers is a lifestyle transformation program, as well as his Be Live fitness events. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you've got this incredible company, because it's, I think, an incredible concept where, you know, everybody wants to work out. Everybody wants this great body.
No. Everybody wants to create body. Nobody wants to work out. That's a big difference.
There's that group, too. There is that group who are on the couch thinking about it. But then there are the ones who do go to the gym, and they're pushing themselves. But what I think, you know, the reason you're on this show is because something else happens at your events, and I really want to talk about that. I want to talk about how the physical expands people to have an experience that you say, too, is building communities and expanding their identification of who they are, really, right?
Yes.
Which is way more than just a body getting buff, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. As you said, I started teaching boot camps at the YMCA, and I was all focused about providing the best workout, right? But things started happening there at the YMCA. When people started coming more to the classes, and from 20 to 30 people, people started showing up 60, 70, 80, 100 people, 120 people. That is the max capacity of the YMCA gymnasium. And I realized that something was happening there, that it wasn't just because it was a great workout. It was how people were feeling during the workout. And at the end of the workouts, people started coming to me and saying, you know what, I feel awesome. I had a bad day, but after this workout, I'm feeling motivated. I'm feeling uplifted. And thank you so much. So I noticed that something else was happening, not just a workout, was how people was feeling during the workout. So that's why I started looking at the motion that we were using functional fitness, using weightlifting, and all these exercises that we were going through, was creating a positive emotion in people's life.
Mm-hmm. And that inspired you then to take this on as a focus and offer these events, right, which are full day, kind of like nightclub events with a sound system, with strobe, with... Tell us a little bit more about what would happen at one of your events.
Yeah, so at the YMCA, we started just regular gymnasium, right? And I started wondering what else I could do to stimulate your body, to make you feel even more, like, better and stronger, or to make you reach the peak state, right? That you feel motivated, and next day you just go to work, or you start to believe more in yourself that you're going to do better next day, you know? So I say, well, what about I do this with some visuals, affirmations, and an amazing sound system? Because some of the studio here in Vancouver, the sound system is just okay. And I became a little bit picky with my music. I needed, like, a clear a great sound system for the type of music that I play. I play trap music, hip hop, house, a little bit of different type of music. So that's why I started thinking, okay, where can I go that I can have all this set up? And one day I was actually in a nightclub just having fun. And I say, what about if I find a club that set up is the proper setup for me to have fitness events? Because nightclubs have the sound system, have the visual effects, and have the screen that I can put the affirmations like, yes, you can, believe in yourself, you're getting better, you're getting stronger. And my first event was a 560 nightclub on Seymour Street. And now I have a deal with Blueprint, with Caprice, and Venue Nightclub too. That is the clubs that I've been using for my last two events.
Mm-hmm. So affirmations are a part of it. Visually, do you also use them auditorily? Is it something that, like, do you have kind of participation with the people who are working out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when we are performing the exercises, we create energy all together. And that energy, we all feed from that energy. And I'm not shy with people, so I sing. And for a 60-minute workout, I'm bombarding them with positive affirmations. Like, yes, you can. Believe in yourself. 10 more seconds. This is when you're getting better. You're getting stronger. All the things that at the end, when you combine with the physical motion and the energy and the feeling that you're getting, it's kind of like motivating boot camp, you know, that when you get high on life, you feel good, you feel amazing because your body, all your body is working. You feel the energy of the music, plus you have me bombarding you with positive and motivating affirmations.
And so do you feel, what's actually happening? Have you ever looked into the actual chemistry of what's going on with the molecules in the body when you're shaking it up? Because that's what I always see. You're literally shaking those peptides in the body, right? Which create what you're talking about.
Actually, you know, I would be very curious if one day I could kind of like connect those electric things in your body and get like an official study to see what happened during the workout and during all this stimulation that your brain gets and the energy that people create through the functional fitness movement. Plus, as I say, you get energy from different aspects, the music, the lights, the people that are there. I'm well known in the studio as a very motivating instructor. So, I would be very curious to see kind of like a diagram or something of what's going on internally, chemically with your body and your brain. Yeah. I don't know, but the outcome is that people feel good, motivated, uplifted. They start to believe more in themselves, and somehow they're able to take that energy and that experience and use it in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any correlation between the quality of lyrics that is being part of the music or songs that you play, or just the intensity or you know, the rhythm? What is important? Is all of it or some of it?
All of it. I usually play music that don't have that much lyrics, because that allowed me to give instructions during the class. And once again, I'm motivating them. I remind them to keep breathing. I remind them that now that when it's challenging is when you have to do one more, two more, or 10 more seconds, because you're creating that version of yourself that right now in this workout is getting a little bit better, stronger, healthier, younger, happier, and sexier. And I have music too that are kind of like saying the same thing. For example, I use one song that the lyrics go, keep on pushing and keep on moving to the top because you are getting better. It's one of my favorite songs. It's a house song that we use to warm up and kind of like to start the energy going. Mm-hmm. So definitely both things are very important. I don't play music that are kind of like you know, like swearing.
Derogatory.
Or, yeah, like, yeah. The, you know, they're kind of like cool or whatever. I'm very picky with my music, so I choose music that goes with the movements. And also, I play a lot. For example, we can start with a slow song and we start breathing. So it's more like a yoga type of music. And from there, we go into house. And from there, we go into trap. And that's when the energy goes up and we start challenging ourselves a little bit more during the workout. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about, maybe we have some listeners out there who feel challenged by this. Like, what a great idea. And it obviously works if someone, you know, enters and can push through and has the ability to do that. Is your workout, is there, are people included who perhaps aren't as fit and aren't, is it for everybody?
Yeah.
I guess is my question.
Everybody is welcome. And to answer your question with real kind of like life, like proof, in my YMCA, I had people from 15 years old to 65 years old. And I always tell people that you're here to invest that time and effort into your body. So if you need a break during the workout, just take a break. If you need a little bit of water, stop, drink water, and jump back into the exercise if that feels good. I play a lot of with time, not with reps, because time allows people, if they can do five push-ups or five squats and they are done, that's okay. You have 30 seconds. Maybe you jump back and do two more or three more. So I don't do repetition. I do time. And during that time, because everybody is, has different type of level of fitness, they can do their best. And if they need a break, they can take a break. So in the YMCA, I realized that everybody's welcome and everybody was getting benefits. I actually got adopted by this beautiful Canadian family that they invited me over one day to meet the whole family, because they say that I really have changed their life and even their sex drive. And they were past 55 up, and they just were telling me that what I was kind of like doing at the YMCA was really creating healthy benefits, and they were feeling fit and strong at their age. So it's welcome for everybody, and especially in my events, we do body weight workouts. So there is no dumbbells or weight training. It's all functional fitness. It's all body weight exercises. So yeah, I would say that everybody's welcome, and it's kind of like the new way to party in Vancouver, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people is like, oh, I don't go to nightclubs anymore. It's not my scene. I don't drink or whatever. Well, guess what? You don't have to drink. You don't have to deal with the nightclub crowd. It's all people that are into fitness, into health, and people that want to enjoy kind of like a fun workout.
Right.
That's the thing. In the events, I try to make it as fun as possible. And of course, I challenge with the exercise and stuff like that. But the intention is to make it so fun that people, without knowing, are mm-hmm. getting better and getting stronger just mm-hmm. because they are moving, jumping, and, you know, using their body to perform the exercises.
Mm-hmm. Can we touch on food as well? Because I know that when you coach people, you're a fitness coach, you'll actually take on, work with individuals and look at their whole story and create something personalized for them, both physically but also food-wise.
Yes.
Right? So tell us a little bit about what that kind of work that you're doing.
Yeah, I feel very confident coaching people with nutrition and food, because I used to be a professional chef for 10 years. And nowadays, there is so much information in internet and everything that you can get diets, you can get recipes, you can get workouts, and the resources are there. So if people want to know, they just click on the internet and they get a bunch of information. My programs are about lifestyle, about explaining the basic things that you need to understand about nutrition and how you can combine those ingredients to make delicious meals that you're going to be using during the day, and you are feeding your body in kind of like one of the best ways that are combining carbs, good fats, greens, and protein. It's not a diet or a meal plan that they get. They get the understanding on how to play with the nutrients. And of course, I give my cooking techniques, so they know how to prep, how to treat the protein, how
so
to treat.
So it tastes good.
Yeah, it tastes good because that's one thing that people is like, oh, diet, I don't like diet because, you know, it doesn't taste good or anything. For me, it's not a diet. It's a way of eating that allows you to love yourself through food. You know, you're going to have a breakfast. Well, have a delicious breakfast. And when you nourish yourself with food, after that delicious lunch or breakfast or dinner, you feel good, especially if you're using good ingredients to feed your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you combine that plus a workout that is not about lifting, you know, all the heaviest, and it's not bodybuilding workout, it's making the workout useful to challenge your body in order that you can perform in your daily basics. If you do squats, you can get down and pick up things from the floor and get up easier than if you don't do a squat. If you do lunges, if you push, if you pull, it's functional fitness that you do and you use every day.
Mm-hmm. What would you do with someone who wasn't consistent? Because I think that's one of the, you know, I know lots of people, I guess maybe myself included, where I, you know, I'll binge it. It's like for a period of time, I'm excellent. I'm off the charts with, you know, the fitness and the food and da, da, da. And then it's like, oh, well, you know, it's the opposite perhaps. So someone who's not as consistent or who whose discipline wavers, you must encounter a lot of clients like that. What? How do you work with that?
Yeah, I had that challenge when I started coaching people. And I realized that I was giving them the information about food, workouts, and I wasn't focused on creating the habits of eating healthy and creating the habits of working out. So the first 4 weeks of my programs, we don't exercise and we don't even talk about nutrition at all. We just focus about creating the habits. When you create the habits of going to the gym and working out, or at your home just spending 30 minutes or 20 minutes doing bodyweight exercises, I would say that really doesn't even matter if you have the best workout or not. If you put that time, 20 minutes, to go for a walk every day, after a period of time, that habit is going to be locked in. Mm. And now is when you can start adding to it. Mm-hmm. But if I give you an amazing workout and you don't even have the time or the habit to put that time and effort into your body, that's when I started to realize that people were failing. Right. So I focus about creating the habit, creating the time, and after that I start, after 6 weeks is when we start adding more and more, and now they're ready to fill the time with maybe a better workout. And maybe now, okay.
Push their limits
a little, the next step. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So tell us again about a bit more about this event that's coming up specifically.
Oh, yeah. December 7th is going to be at Venue Nightclub. And, yeah, as I say, we have already set up to experience fitness in a nightclub.
So that's on Granville in Vancouver, Venue. Yeah. And it's from 6 to 8 p.m., so it's a two-hour experience.
It's a two-hour experience, but it's not a 2 hours workout.
Right.
Okay? A lot of people say, oh, 2 hours. No, no, it's not 2 hours workout. There is kind of like a registration part. There is a connecting part that all the participants, we get together, we connect. And after that, we do a 60-minute bodyweight workout. And after that, I have amazing sponsors like Active Body Nutrition, Oxygen West End, that come and they bring you a lot of value. So they provide post-workout drinks for you. They provide deals and prices. So the doors open at 6. We start the workout at 6:30 to 7:30. From 7:30 to 8, we just hang out, and the sponsors provide you with all the deals, prices, gifts, and everything that they want to provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dance, I would call it a workout with a dance.
Yes.
Is there interaction with other participants, or is it just one? Each person does it on their own?
Well, I'm leading around 50 to 60 people that we are all are doing the same movement at the same time. And yes, there is interaction from 6 to 6:30. We do some activities that is kind of like break the ice, right? Like we kind of like get all them interacting, chatting, introducing themselves. So there is a connecting part.
A community piece.
Mm-hmm. We interact a lot. And during the workout, I'm on the stage, but also I come down to the floor and we do like fun stuff and that people love and they smile. And there is a lot of interaction and connection between all the participants and, of course, me.
And I have to say, I mean, I've only experienced a little taste of it when we work together. But even then, he has this, I would call him like a Tony Robbins of the physical body. Mm. And literally, he takes the vibe in the room, whatever it is, and it goes up, you know, I don't know how many decibels really, really quickly. And even people who don't want to be doing it, who are groaning, going, oh, like he was doing the lead-in when I was teaching body awareness training at Rhodes, and he was just getting people, you know, into their bodies. And within 5 or 10 minutes, even the groaners were laughing. I mean, there's a lot of humor that's happening.
Yes.
And silliness. And it feels like the vibration, you bring the vibration up to such a high level that, yes, we're doing, you know, maybe your exercises are exercises that anybody can do. But the level of vibration that the interaction and the music is so high that it actually does feel like an altered experience. Mm. And that's the part that's so cool. I think that's why people keep coming back and saying they feel so good at the end.
Yes. As I said, like, I really focus about providing a great workout, but it's what you said. It's how people feel. It's how people forget that they're working out. They're mm-hmm. just having fun. Exactly. They're just having fun and they're moving their bodies.
Yeah.
Mm. And as I say, behind that, they don't even know that, you know, they're getting better. They're getting stronger. The body is moving. And when you're using your muscles, you're creating those healthy results for yourself. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why I love what I do. When I'm able to get everybody, even the people that don't want to do it, they surrender and we start having fun.
So we didn't talk a lot about sexy. We've only got a minute maybe or two. What's sexy to you?
Well, as I said, all this, when we create this state that you are feeling good and you're having fun, when you are using your body, not just jumping around, but you are squatting, you are lunging, you are doing push-ups, you are really challenging the muscle groups. That allows you to create that version of yourself that can be better, stronger, healthier, younger, happier, and sexier.
And sexier. And where can our listeners find out more about you specifically? Give them a website.
Yeah, there is a Facebook page. It's Be Life Fitness Vancouver. There is also the website BeLifeFitnessCoaching.com. And I want to make sure about Be Life is BeLive.
Be Live.
That's right.
Which is a very clever play on words. I love it.
It's about being. It's about living. It's about believing. Like it's kind of like a combination of words there that came to me, and I just trusted that. So Be Live Fitness.
And if they want to work with you one-on-one, they can also contact you through the website.
Yeah, on the website there is a button that says book a consultation, and on the website they can also see videos, pictures about the events in order that they have a better idea of what we do. And if you want to find out, just come and check it out.
Yeah, don't miss it. It really is like going to the nightclub, but with a really awake kind of vibe and loads of fun. So 6 to 8, December 7th, venue nightclub on Granville. Thank you, Fran Carlos,
for joining
us. Oh, thanks
so much for having me.
It was fun.
Awesome.
Mm, okay, dance song. Let's say goodnight. Round and round and round you go. You've been listening to Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM in Vancouver, Co-op Radio. Good. Only love can bring us home. You know I gotta keep it going. Weaving powerless and blind. That's right. But tomorrow we'll be kind. Yeah. Let love guide us through the rain. Get out yesterday. You've been listening.
listening to Conscious Living Radio. For free show downloads, additional information about our guests and topics, or details about upcoming programs, check us out at consciouslivingradio.org.
Yo, fam!